In the modern world, the general public has negative views on Karl Marx. Communism, after all, was based on his works, the dictatorship that happened in the name of equality. But before we make judgments, we have to stop and ask, were those his ideas? He hadn't founded those countries or written those speeches. The people who took liberty with his ideas were the ones who made what we saw to be communism in practice. Then who is Marx? He was, before anything else, really, a philosopher. In the 19th century, at a time when the wealthy claimed that the laborers were starving out of laziness, he perceived the flaws of the class system and the loss of humanity in capitalism and changed the capacity of people's thoughts and the course of history altogether. Marx protested against the merchandising of human labor. He criticized the system of capitalism where the bourgeoisie received all the wealth that the laborers created and the history of exploitation of the powerful over the powerless, shifting names from feudalism to slavery to capitalism. He warned us against the isolation of workers, against their own produce and against their peers, trapped in the idea of being a citizen to the country, not the world. He wrote of the dangers of the competition between the seller and the buyer in the markets, each working to maximize their own profits, in which the ignorant always lost. And can we say these are but things of the past? Can we say that human labor is no longer considered something that can be bought with money, and that the laborers receive the wealth they create with their own hands? Can we say that the socially powerful no longer take advantage of the socially powerless, and that people are capable of making their decisions free from the push and pull of advertisement and social pressure? Can we say that extreme poverty has finally become history, and that all people hold the power to make a difference? The Communist Manifesto happened more than 150 years ago, and yet it's difficult to tell just how much, or how little, progress we have made. Is this just because ideas are immortal and inequality is never perfectly achievable? Or are we, as the powerful, trying to avoid problems by setting aside Marx's ideas, coloring it into one red mass? One thing is for sure, we can't set his works aside until we can go back to the questions of the still modern issues and declare them to be history.